The University at Albany is teaming up with Capital Region BOCES to bring a new weather forecasting tool to school districts. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. The Center of Excellence in Weather and Climate Analytics Extreme Weather Risk Assessment Dashboard includes hour-by-hour forecasts for snow, rain, sleet, wind gusts, and more. Capital Region BOCES Senior Executive Officer Joseph Dragroni, a former superintendent in Ballston Spa, says the tool will provide school officials with more accurate and consistent data when determining snowfall, school closures, and delays this winter.
You're on the phone, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. I'm hearing 4 to 6, I'm hearing 6 to 8, I'm hearing it's stopping by 10. I thought it was going to stop by 9. You can't base these judgments on lots of different inputs that are contradicting each other. So to be able to inform the superintendents with this is very exciting.
Dragoni adds the dashboard can also help schools navigate decisions regarding after-school activities, outdoor classes, and early dismissals. So how does it work? The tool compiles data from both the National Weather Service and the New York State MESANET, which UAlbany scientists helped develop in 2014. The MESANET consists of 126 weather stations across the state, which update the UAlbany headquarters every 5 minutes. Standing in front of the dashboard's many charts, COE and MESANET scientist Nick Basil demonstrates how each table lays out the likelihood of a given weather event, say rain, over the next 15 hours.
And then you see a different amount. So any, meaning more than zero, more than a tenth of an inch, more than a half an inch, more than an inch. If that condition is likely to happen, you'll see a filled in color with a likelihood of low, medium, high, meaning there's a chance to, yeah, it definitely could happen, to, okay, it's very likely to happen in your area.
In other words, a forecast colored red for more than an inch of rain between 10 and 11 a.m. would be interpreted as highly probable. Meanwhile, a blue or blank forecast in the same square would mean the odds of receiving over an inch of rain are low or unlikely. If that still sounds confusing, rest assured, the COE offers training to superintendents before the tool's implementation. A total of 6 BOCES regions across New York, over 150 school districts, are piloting the dashboard so far. Basil says officials can see forecasts laid out over maps and even tap into cameras at MESANET weather stations around their district. And each dashboard is customized for each district's individual needs.
New York is impacted by some of the largest variety of weather. So for our western BOCES, you know, they get lake effect snow. For our southern BOCES, they might have to worry about hurricanes making landfall. And then other BOCES might have people up in higher elevation, the Catskills, but also schools in lower elevations like the Hudson. And that can really, you know, change the weather. Maybe higher elevations are getting heavy snow, lower elevations are getting just a wet rain.
COE Director Christopher Thorncroft says he expects several more BOCES regions to join in the next few months. Thorncroft says the COE is working with a number of weather-sensitive industries in the capital region and isn't limited to school districts.
Utility companies have to make decisions of an upcoming extreme weather event, a snow event or an icing event. They have to decide how many crews they need to keep on, whether they need to bring crews from out of state to deal with weather. Agriculture is another sector we're moving into. You know, they're very sensitive to weather. And also renewable energy. Weather information is going to be an important part of enabling the utility of renewables in New York State.
Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.